Hello and welcome to In Depth on this Sunday morning. This is Ian, your host, and my first round of guests, Jason Eastman and Vince Pilcher from Northern Nevada Fools, talking about the Shamrock Shave. How are both of you guys?
Doing very well, thank you.
Wonderful. Doing good.
Cool. So let's get everybody's kind of position. Well, actually, let's talk about Northern Nevada Fools in case people don't know what the organization is about.
The Northern Nevada Fools is a fraternal organization. It's a firefighter organization. It we're dedicated to training and community involvement. We gather firefighters from all the departments in the Northern Nevada area. And this is one of our big events.
Oh, yeah, definitely. So the Shamrock Shave is coming up. What are you guys' positions, I guess, within the organization? Kind of what do you do and how did you get involved?
Yeah, so president and vice president of the Northern Nevada Fools. We got involved, 9, 10 years ago now?
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, and we wanted to pick a big event that we could do once a year, and this was it.
The Shamrock Shave is huge. So tell people about it in case they're not familiar.
The Shamrock Shave, it's raising money for the St. Baldrick's Foundation, which started in 2000. It actually started basically as a little bar bet to raise some money for a good cause. The people that initially started it picked children's cancer research. It's a severely underfunded area of research, and it's grown from there. We started, like Vince said, we started our program in 2010, and we've been doing it ever since.
Very cool. So how's it been looking, I guess, over the progression of it? I mean, I imagine it's grown by leaps and bounds.
It started really small. I think our first year we raised probably around $10,000, and up to last year we raised over $50,000.
That's amazing.
It was kind of an oddball year, which obviously it's great. We'd love more of those.
Yeah.
Our goal this year is $30,000, but to date we've raised almost $200,000 for children's cancer research
over the last 9 years.
Foundation. Yep.
That's really cool. And it's a really just fun event. I mean, people come with a full head of hair and they get the whole, all of it shaved off.
Yep.
Basically, people, what is it? Did they have like kind of a GoFundMe sort of page set up? In a sense?
So if you can go to stbaldricks.org and do a search for the Shamrock Shave, it'll take you right to the event page. The event's going to be held at Old Bridge Pub downtown, right on the Riverwalk. Hopefully beautiful weather. It's a beautiful event. We've got raffle. We've got food specials, music. Basically, it's just kind of an all-day hangout. Come down, grab a beer, and get a haircut at the same time. You can donate at the event or on the website at stbaldricks.org.
That's cool. So you can even schedule a time for when you can get,
you can.
Generally?
Yeah, you can.
Get your head shaved.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. So how's it looking? So where are you situated again?
It's at Old Bridge Pub.
Old Bridge Pub,
yep, right.
Right
next to Campo downtown.
I remember going there. I think it was last year, same location.
We've been there. They've helped us out for 8 years now.
Very cool. Yeah, and actually, we're going to be there, I think, broadcasting for a little bit,
as far as I know.
So, do you guys know anyone, I guess, personally, children or families of children who've been affected by cancer?
We've actually, one of the guys that we work with at Reno Fire, his son was diagnosed with cancer. This was actually several years ago, and he's in complete remission now. But when we first started out, that was actually it was right about the same time we chose St. Baldrick's to be one of our events that he was diagnosed. So that kind of goes hand in hand. And, it means a lot to us as firefighters. We're exposed to a lot of cancers and toxins and stuff.
Right.
And we know that going into it. We know we kind of expect it. But to see a kid have to deal with it, that brings it really close to home for us. So it's kind of it's kind of something we'd love to see prevented then. Obviously,
definitely.
You know, we know the risks, but it just sucks for them to deal with it.
Seriously, though. So I imagine, and so it's kind of grown by leaps and bounds. Can you even name off the top of your head how many people you've had come in, and maybe even last year, how many people had their head shaved?
Last year, I believe we had, over 100 people shave their heads.
Oh, that's
if
really
it
cool.
wasn't over, it was really close. We definitely had over 100 people participating in a volunteer role or of some sort. But there was over 100 people signed up on our event page to do something in some shape or form.
Okay, very cool. Mm-hmm. And even if people can't even come to the event, they can still, I imagine, they just donate money.
Absolutely, they can donate money. There's several places, Old Bridge, Brewer's Cabinet, Sierra Tap House. If they hang out in any of those areas, they've got what they call Lucky Charms. It's just a little piece of paper. You can donate a couple bucks. It basically buys you Lucky Charms, put your name on it, and they stick it on the wall behind the bar.
Very cool,
it's cool to see the donations coming up there. That's always an option. And obviously, you know, any of those places, if you're in the area, you can pop on by. They've got donation buckets there. And you can just drop some bucks, you know, money in there if you want.
All right. We'll raise as much as we can. Vince, I just kind of want to get your take. So you've been involved as long as it's pretty much started,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, since the event started with Jason. Yeah.
That's very cool. And how did you kind of get a handle on it, I guess, or how did you hear about it? And
Jason kind of called me up and needed somebody to bring some speakers and, you know, the infancy of the event.
Right.
And do some live music. So I was able to help out in that way. Brought my guitar, played some live music, had some other bandmates to come in and provide some live music. And then it just kind of progressed from there. Event got bigger and better. More people started showing up and started raising more money for childhood cancer research. But yeah, you know, that's kind of the beauty of the event is you don't have to be there to support it.
Right.
The online platform is really great. You can donate money from across the country to somebody who is going to be at the event shaving their head.
Cool.
So it's really set up to be able to support the event at any capacity, whether you're there or not.
So. All right. That's fantastic. So, yeah, use the magic of the interwebs.
Yep. Absolutely.
Give as much as you can.
Yeah.
And so cool. What band are you in?
I was in a band called Last Stand.
Last Stand, okay.
Yep, local Reno band.
Are you going to play this time, too?
Nope, not
well,
this year.
Maybe not your band, but, like, are
I'll,
you
I'll
yourself?
Be there. Yeah, I'll be there just providing music, DJing some music.
Sweet.
For the event this year, yeah.
Okay.
But maybe next year we'll get the band back.
All right, that would be really cool. Yeah. So I love that this has actually become kind of a hangout, as you said. Like,
absolutely.
It's not just, like, you need to go and get your head shaved and get the heck out of there. Like, it's very, like, let's just chill together and
kind
of brings people together, too, which is nice.
It does. It's very laid back, you know. Families come, you know, kids are showing up
right.
with their parents. It's a very great family oriented, family friendly event. People, like I said, from children all the way up to my grandparents have come to this event. So it's a really great atmosphere and a lot of good stuff going on.
Cool. And I remember, I'm 31 years old. I remember going last year and like you instantly become a kid when you see a fire engine. Like seriously, like I saw that thing in front of Old Bridge and I'm like, oh my God, that's so cool. Like I just freaked out to myself. So like that's, if you're a kid, you're going to freak out when you see that thing.
Absolutely. Yeah. We, the Reno Antique Fire Apparatus Museum, they've got a couple of them down there. We usually only get one. We only have room for one rig down there.
Right. But, yeah. I mean, yeah, there's not a whole lot of room.
We've already been in contact with them. They'll have their engine out there again this year.
Sweet.
And, yeah, we got some awesome raffle prizes. I think you guys are going to have a photo booth down there. And,
yeah, we are.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be good. So let's get the date, time, that sort of thing in people's heads, just to reiterate.
So the event's going to be day before St. Patrick's Day. It's Saturday. Events, we're kind of opening up at about 10 o'clock. Head shaving's going to start at noon. We're going from noon to 6 on March 16th. You can, like we've been saying, you can show up. You can hang out all day if you just want to swing by. Check it out for a few minutes. That's cool, too.
All right.
The longer you're there, the better chance you are of winning some cool raffle prizes, and I guarantee you have a great time.
All right, cool. Absolutely. So website again.
The link is going to be stbaldricks.org.
Okay.
You can do a search for Shamrock Shave once you're there. And once you're on the page, you can sign up to donate. You can sign up to get your head shaved. People can even create teams. If you've got an office team, if you're on a softball team or something, you can – and we encourage you to set up teams. And,
oh, that'd be really cool.
You know, we've got – Local 731 has a team. REMSA has a team. Some of the REMSA paramedic classes have teams. So it's kind of cool. It creates some of that camaraderie and a little bit of competition to see who can raise the most money.
Some playful competition.
Absolutely.
I like that. All right, cool. Anything else you guys want to get out there before we conclude? I think you kind of all the information you really provided well. All right.
I think we're good. Cool. I think we're looking forward to seeing everybody out there. And we, as always, we hope to make this year the best one yet. Sorry.
Seriously.
Like I said, we're shooting for 30 grand. And
let's make it more than that, people.
Let's make it happen.
All right.
Absolutely.
Cool. Jason Eastman, Vince Pilcher from Northern Nevada Fools. Thanks a lot, guys.
Hope to see you guys down there.